Hello and welcome to the Transportation Exchange Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Cuddy, and on today's episode, we welcome Matthew Leffler, VP Trailer Solutions with VHub. Welcome, Matthew, to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Jason. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm excited because this is probably one of the newer companies we've had a chance to talk to. A lot of them, as you know, in the industry have multiple generations behind them and have been around and kind of institutions. And I think you guys will be that institution in the technology side, but you're new to the game and growing, and we'll dig into kind of the background of the business and what you guys are doing. But first, let's get everyone up to speed on who you are and how you got into this industry.
Oh, I appreciate that. So I, like many people, I have family in the business. So my father started with Roadway in 1976, and he was working nights, managing maintenance. As time went on, this trend of outsourcing became unstoppable. And so he became a vendor for a company called RPS, which then became Caliber, which then became FedEx Ground. So he was one of the largest vendors for Ground for about 20 years. And we had about 100 mechanics. I didn't go right into trekking. I actually started off as a lawyer. I still maintain my law practice, my law license. I love problems. And so I had a chance to go with my father to his company and really try to figure out how do we diversify our customer base, grow the business, and then get to a process. And so we ran that process in 2018, and we were acquired by a company called Dickinson Fleet Services. Now, Dickinson is one of the largest providers of aftermarket repair and maintenance in the United States. And I had a chance to work for them as a regional vice president, managing sales in some of our larger strategic accounts, whether they're less than truckload carriers, dedicated carriers, or even private fleets. This business is amazing. And it was a great opportunity to sit in and watch at this level maintenance being done all across the country.
That's pretty wild. And yeah, like I think as I've talked to other people, the story is, you know, it's usually family or you stumble into it. That's kind of the way it works for getting in here. And
you don't get to leave.
No, I've tried to leave. You've tried to leave, and yet somehow you get sucked back in. So,
the thing I think is really interesting there is supply chain. You can't opt out of it. You can't be like, you know what? I don't really need anything. I mean, the fact of the matter is, everything comes on a truck.
That's true.
I mean, it might come on a boat. It might hop on a rail, but it's going to be on that truck, and that truck will come to your doorstep. So, what makes the supply chain so interesting is, it is everything. It is warehousing. It is truckload and less than truckload and intermodal. It is how we get our things. And we just love those things.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it's what keeps us going. And, you know, as we saw during the pandemic, it's one of the few industries that really didn't take a huge hit. Obviously, it was hit in how you did business, but it wasn't a huge hit in the business itself. If anything, it kind of boomed. And I think it rightfully so put a better focus and spotlight on the industry as far as being as essential as we know it is from being inside the industry.
Well, that's a great point you raise, is that we have spent a lot of time over the last couple of decades telling people the best way to a good career is to be behind a desk. It's not to be driving a truck or operating a forklift or fixing a vehicle. But my goodness, what the careers are out there today in that space. We need more people to understand that supply chain isn't just something that is useful for certain people. It is everything. And the skill set to be a driver, to be a forklift operator, to be a mechanic can get you anywhere. You can go anywhere in the world with that kind of skill set. So the more I can talk about the skill trades and the value the skill trades bring, the better off we all are.
Agreed. And I know us as a company are getting involved in on the schools locally to promote that and definitely drive more awareness to it to get people into the field that, yeah, it's not all necessarily, you know, further education through secondary school or post-secondary school, but, you know, get into the trades, get your hands dirty, and don't have to be dirty, but get involved in that segment of the industry. And it's always going to be there. It's going to be required, and but yet it needs a little bit more of a focus to drive people there.
Yeah, I mean, the drivers will be automated at some point, the warehouse workers, the mechanics are the last ones.
Yeah.
You can't make us robots yet. Maybe someday, no. But for now, we're safe.
It's still going to break, still needs to be fixed.
Absolutely. Someone's got to fix the robot. Until we get a robot fixing robot, we have a little bit of a sweet spot at the moment.
Exactly. And as you reference technology, and this is kind of an interesting play, is you guys with VHub is a new kind of technology that definitely I think the industry hasn't seen. And it's, you know, you come on board, you know, again, like you said, trying to, you know, solve some problems and try and figure out, you know, how do you implement this into the bigger picture? But I guess, give me a little bit of history and background on VHub itself.
So VHub is really interesting. I'll kind of go back a little bit further and look at some trends that our industry is seeing. Now, Daimler calls it CASE. Cox Automotive calls it ACES. But at the end of the day, it's about autonomous vehicles, connected systems, electric supply chains or powertrains, and the sharing of assets. So sharing of assets sounds really interesting, but really it's about renting. It's about getting someone access to something that they didn't have access to before, but also don't have to own it. And in trailers specifically, trailers have been shared since they started. I mean, whether you're sharing the trailer between two different drivers or two different carriers or a shipper and a carrier or a carrier, a shipper, and then another carrier, the idea of a trailer as a commodity that can be exchanged easily through technology. I like to say that the problems we have today aren't new problems because they're not. Like, these are the problems we've always had. Trailer telemetry came out pretty ubiquitous over the last 10, maybe 15 years. And in that space, the old days, like my dad used to tell me, the January 1st, you would go out in the yard and you would physically inventory every single trailer you had. That's just what you did. Yep. Well, now the machines can tell you, hey, I'm over here. I'm just where you need me to be. And what we're doing with V-Hub is taking that type of information, this location-based information, and saying, is this the best use for that asset? So trailers, is about 5 million of them in North America. And we're fortunate to be able to work with companies that have this problem of inconvenient trailers. So the old days, you'd have a trailer that needed to get moved somewhere else, freight moved in a certain direction. So these inconvenient trailers needed to go back into a network somehow. Well, with a platform like V-Hub, you can make rules for your asset and say, well, if it's at this location for more than this period of time, let's see if someone else wants to rent it or use it temporarily. So on our platform, average rental is like 45 days. So people are doing this very, very episodic use of an asset. We look at things like Airbnb, where you can turn a property into a rental property. It's the same general concept of what V-Hub's trying to do, is let's find an asset. Let's understand if it's utilized the way you want it utilized. And if it's not, let us help you utilize it better. We have seen the supply chain crunch with trailer manufacturing. Yep. Between 2019 and 2020, we had made 111,000 fewer trailers when you take all the big OEMs together. And now in 2021, we have labor shortages, component supply shortages, and you guys know this on the rush side pretty well, I would imagine. Yeah. So if you can't get more of the new stuff, can you use what you have better? That's the whole idea of what sharing is trying to accomplish.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I came from a trailer rental background, how I got into it. So very familiar with it. And you know, the big chunk was, you know, everyone had like a 3-to-1 ratio on average for trailers to truck. Mm-hmm. So you always had stuff sitting around, and that's just what you did. And then 08 happens, business leans out, and you know, now you're down to maybe 2.5 or 2 trailers per one, but you still have your surges. You have your seasonal pickups, you know, your spring, your summer, your Christmas time, where you need equipment, but the problem is so does everybody. So your traditional rental places are tapped out really quick. So in a case like this, you know, what you do offer is, you know, a fleet that's maybe not overly utilizing the whole fleet now has the ability to, you know, put it out to someone else who really needs something a little bit easier and probably in the market that they need it versus driving, you know, across a city or across, you know, state lines or province lines to try and get something just because it's available.
You're exactly right. And even beyond that is you can expand the rental asset owners by a platform like we have. So you might say to yourself, well, I love transportation. I love trucking, but I can't get enough drivers for this equipment. What am I going to do with it? Just park it and wait until we have the freight for this or we have the drivers for it. And this gives businesses another way to earn revenue. Take what is not being used and convert that into money. And that's not a bad thing. And I love that you were in the trailer rental business. I love trailers. These assets are the ones that people don't really realize how important they are. The supply chain runs on 53-foot boxes with swing doors. Yeah. Now there's LTL with the pups and the roll-up doors and all that. But I believe we will see trailers become much more like pallets. The idea of these massive pools of equipment being able to be utilized by people when they need them is the key. You own what you have to own. You rent what you can rent.
True.
You don't want to be tied into something forever.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the technology, the way you're describing it, as far as, and I'm learning a little bit more as, you know, I did my little bit of background and understand the business, but it does a bit more even than I thought it was, as far as being able to put some parameters around idle equipment. I think as a business owner is impressive, because again, if you have seasonal surges and you got specialty equipment even, you know, or you need to have guaranteed equipment, then, you know, the time when it's not moving, you can be still, you know, generating some revenue off of it, which is great. Because either way, you're paying for that trailer either way. So you might as well get something out of it.
That's exactly right. The seasonality of transportation is not new. I mean, this is, you have the snow plow companies that when snow season's over with, what are you going to do with that truck?
Yeah.
This is the idea of how can you take an asset that is not being fully utilized and make it utilized such that you can drive new revenue. And what we try to do with the VHub platform is it's very self-serve. So we give you the parameters to share what you want to share, price it the way that you want to price it, put whatever guidance you want to have in terms of who to contact for maintenance or what to do if there's an unplanned maintenance event. So what we really hope to achieve is to give people and fleets new ways to leverage what they already have. If you have extra capacity, then this is a great time to make some revenue. If you need capacity, there's a path to find additional assets. So we take these, like the example of trailer repositioning, the one-way trailers. Everybody that has major fleets has to wrestle with this idea that this trailer is going to have to come home and it's going to cost us a lot of money to get it to come home.
Yes.
Well, if we can take it, you could post the price for how much you'll pay for this. Now there's people who can come from all over the country and say, ah, this one is going from, you know, Fontana, California to Georgia, Athens, Georgia. How do I move this trailer? Well, now you can find the assets that are there. You can find your load and then you're off to the races. So we'd really want to give flexibility to asset owners as well as the asset movers.
Yeah. So you're benefiting both sides of the equation, basically both players in the pool.
Hence the marketplace. Yeah. The value of a technology platform like VHub is to unite disparate systems. So the major trucking companies have a problem that the small trucking companies might be able to solve. And if in that two-sided marketplace, there's a value proposition for both the asset owner and for the asset mover. Finding equipment, getting access to equipment in this very, very specific way saves a lot of people money.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's definitely catching on. You have over 500 members, I believe, on the platform currently.
We are now at 600. We were going to record this earlier. Now that the data has come in, we have more. And what we're finding is that the lifetime value for these customers is that they stick around. We at first thought maybe one company would occupy one side of the platform and another would occupy another side and they wouldn't cross over too much. It's not the case. Mm. It's not the case at all. We're finding that our clients want to, in some cases, move things that they don't want to move themselves, but in other cases, utilize someone else's asset. And we've begun to expand our assortment of different types of vehicles because we love trailers. I love trailers, but we understand that our clients want to do more with what they have.
Right. So the interesting part in the growth here, it's 600 plus members now. You guys started in Canada in 2019. So within just over 2 years, that's pretty good growth for, you know, for lack of better words, a startup.
This is the critical thing you mentioned, is that the appetite is there. This idea that Turo on the car sharing platform or Airbnb, these are not isolated events. These are firms that are capitalizing on the trends and forces that are outside of our control. These connected, autonomous, shared, and electric. This is one of the ways you can make a supply chain more resilient. And so the growth that we've seen over the last couple of years, and you know, I joined VHub in January of 2021. And so when I began here, I was the main focus on the United States. And that is our fastest growing market. So we are seeing this appetite for getting access to equipment. This is a strange time during this. I've heard there's some sort of a pandemic of some sort. I've read little bits and pieces.
Slight disruptions. Slight.
kind of like a speed bump. Not a big one, just enough to make you aware. So we do see these external forces are actually accelerating these trends. So I've looked at thinking of COVID as the great accelerator. Whatever was happening before COVID is happening faster now because of it.
True. So understanding the platform, you kind of went through it. I mean, a lot of us and myself included are, you know, overly familiar with the traditional rental companies. You know, in the States, you've got two or three big players, same in Canada, you know, physical locations, assets. But this is definitely a different interaction in people being able to short-term rent trailers. You know, Coles Notes, I mean, you've kind of gone through it, but, you know, the main differences between the two that as you're talking to not only people providing the trailers or providing the assets or those ones renting, and as you mentioned, a lot of cases now, they're the same people. You know, but, you know, what's the go-to to kind of wrap people's head around how this is working compared to how they're used to doing things?
The critical differentiator is about flexibility. Now, the existing rental and leasing companies love a five-year non-breakable lease. That's a great deal. We'd love that one. The one where you guarantee payment no matter what happens in your business for the next 5 years. We have seen that people don't want that. Organizations will still see a ton of value in long-term leases. That's not going away. Right. But what is going to change is a part of this vehicle sharing, the flexibility to get access now, using the power of data to say, is this someone worth renting to? Being able to qualify your renters is really a part of our business that's super core into what builds that trust in the platform. But the real differentiator is that flexibility. The moment your business constraints change, your equipment is going to change. Right. And if you've made these long-term deals, it's hard to walk away from them.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think the value for those looking to rent trailers is that flexibility without having to be, you know, locked into the longer terms. But even I think given the companies that you're working with across both borders, is you've got probably a little bit more flexibility with regards to even like location or terms or equipment type or size or condition, like, or even pricing really at the end of the day.
Yeah, let's give you some examples. So like just we have clients now that have been renting through our platform the same assets for over 2 years. So just because we encourage short-term rental doesn't mean we're not going to make it available to do long-term. What carriers want to be able to do is walk away if they don't want to do it anymore. That's right. What they want. Now, on the other side of this token is as we go out into the U.S. markets and we go after carriers to find out what kind of assets they would like to rent, what kind of assets they'd like to share, what we're finding is people still have idle equipment. They have things that are sitting at a shipper's location for weeks, if not months on end, that get turned into storage vehicles. And half the time they want to know, well, how can I turn this into a more profitable trailer for me? And this is the kind of stuff that we want to solve. We look at these problems and they're about silo busting. Everyone's got these amazing silos of great information. If only you just use this one thing, you'll have access to everything. And that's one of the big, you know, goals of this connected system is connecting to the technology stacks of asset owners, asset renters, and the telematics that inform where these things are.
Yeah, and I see that as a value for the trailer owner or the fleet owner is, you said, the idle assets where traditionally, you know, you'd sit on it. But the technology, and this is, you know, I was having a conversation just before we started this conversation about trailer tracking technology back in the early 2000s and how antiquated and painful it was and how well it didn't work. And, you know, the batteries would die, you'd hit it, and, you know, they were putting aluminum pieces on, you know, steel pieces. And it was just, the whole thing was a mess. But the technology, you know, fast forward 15 years now, and I think the GPS technology kind of was always there. That's always kind of been, you know, old school. And you just now the platforms that tie into it and pull data and put data around it have caught up to what we want from it. And, you know, from it's one thing to rent it. And I think that's kind of was always there. And the ability to do what your platform does for a renter is, I think, was, you know, would make a ton of sense. But for the people who own equipment now to rent it under their own conditions, I think is huge. Where, you know, when I looked at initially, I would think, okay, I could, you know, rent a trailer in Toronto, move it to Montreal, and simple as that. But not fully understanding that the person who owns a piece of equipment has full control over the parameters of how they want that asset used and when they can leverage it out. I think that's where the technology is really exciting because it puts a lot of control into the fleet owner's hands.
What I love about your story here about like this, the trailer telematics to begin with, like, when they first had these things, like Skybit's one of the first movers in the space. It was two pings a day. And you'd go to a fleet and they'd say, wait, you can tell me where my trailer is twice a day?
Yeah, it's outstanding.
I want it now. This is amazing. This is incredible. And you look at how technology's progressed, like the battery technology, the fault code. You can't have an autonomous truck without a smart trailer.
Right.
You just can't do it. And so this paradigm is shifting where people are starting to focus on trailers. Why? Because that's where all the stuff is inside. Like, we can get different drivers. It's that box and the things inside that box that matter.
Yeah. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, the platform that VHub offers is can be translated to obviously other assets as you guys grow and diversify within the technology itself.
Yeah, the whole goal of VHub is to give the asset owner the peace of mind of the condition of that trailer pre and post utilization. So what our platform requires is the driver who's going to rent that vehicle or the carrier that'll rent that from you is going to do a visual inspection, taking pictures in real time of that asset. That same process happens when you turn the asset in, whether you turn that in at a shipper location or a drop yard or a parking lot, wherever you go with it, wherever the asset owner says, this is where I want this to end up. We are giving that visibility. So to your point of the assortment, that's what every asset owner wants to know. Like, did you break the thing that I let you use? Yeah. Because if you did, I'm going to make you pay for it. And we want to make sure that we are helping our owners realize that revenue stream, because when things do get damaged and broken, I'm a maintenance guy. Like, they will knock off the swing door. It's not a question of if,
it's when.
It's a question of when or how often. I mean, that's another question you follow up with. And this is what makes this platform so interesting, is that we started off with trailers. Now we're into spotting trucks, final mile vehicles, and we're looking at other commercial assets that are really useful for sharing.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, the spotters, we know we sell a lot of them here. We have, I think, one of the largest rental fleets of spotter trucks, at least in Ontario, if not Canada. So we're very familiar with it, very familiar with the nuance that comes with owning that piece of equipment. And, you know, taping
those
back
are
to
the best trucks.
But going back to your maintenance piece, they're beasts. You know, they're a different animal. They live a different life than everything else that we sell, that you see on the road. So there's definitely value for repurposing that. If you have, again, if you're a warehouse, you look at what we're seeing now from online purchasing, you're still going to have seasonal spikes. But, you know, you can't afford to not have the vehicle at your premises when you need it. But, you know, maybe through May till June, you don't necessarily need it. So maybe you can repurpose it for a little bit.
And that point about the spotting trucks is a great example. Spotters are very similar to trailers because they're about peak season. It's about, we got way more volume, we need more assets, let's get these things together. What VHub goes to promote when it comes to asset owners is we offer a 24/7, 365 way for someone to reserve your asset and ask to rent it. When I had a fleet of rental spotters years and years ago as a Tyco distributor. And the minute I got my truck back from one of my big renters after it's been fixed, I'm on the phone calling everybody. I got a truck. It's here. It's ready to go. If I had access to a platform like this, I would throw it up there and let someone else rent it if they can. But if I don't have capacity, it comes off. We don't want all of it. I just want the additional capacity.
Yep.
If things are sitting on your yard and they're not being rented, this is the way you can find a renter more efficiently.
Yep. And then the final mile piece that you're talking about as well makes sense, because that's, again, big seasonal surges. We see it. I see it, you know, this time of year until at least January, the amount of rented vans ripping around that are delivering for, obviously not the company that's on the side of the door, but it's surge vehicle requirement, right? In January, it all drops off or tailors off to a lot lower of a level. So again, the platform makes sense in people managing those fleets.
Absolutely. And the trend of these, let's say gig types of delivery companies. So whether they're a DoorDash, an Uber Eats, an Instacart, the micro-fulfillment people and the rapid grocery delivery, these organizations are not going to be asset heavy. Their goal is to be asset light. And so all of this innovation around retail and final mile and super fast delivery is conditioned upon not owning those assets. So there will be a group of people that will rent. There will be a massive group of asset owners, and there will be platforms in the middle that help broker those things. Brokering freight is not new. Brokering assets through technology is becoming more common.
Yep. And I think you guys are definitely the leader in the forefront. And I think it's exciting to see, you know, where it is. That's why I want to kind of have you on, just even for a lot of our customers who aren't necessarily familiar with the platform, to get tuned in, checked it out, and, you know, see if there's a value for them as they move forward, especially, you know, next year is going to be a really weird year, for lack of better words, for equipment. So, you know, it's a good time on both sides to kind of, you know, wrap your head around how do you utilize or how do you access equipment when you need it.
Absolutely, Jason. Thank you so much, man. It is a pleasure to be here. I love talking to you about this ridiculous industry we find ourselves in. You can't opt out of it. I mention this whenever I can. In the United States, 35 states, the most common profession is truck driver.
It's wild.
This is our industry. This is our livelihood. This is everything. And so we bring technology to this place to drive efficiencies. And that is the goal that will hopefully bring more people into the business.
Definitely. Well said. Well, that concludes today's episode. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Matthew from VHub. And I remind you to subscribe and check out our page at transportationexchangepodcast.ca for all past episodes. Until next time, thanks for listening.